Welcome back to Sunset Lake Podcast. My name is Brianna.
My name is John.
And we're so excited that we get to have a conversation today. We really miss all the campers here. We've been working up here for 3 weeks now, and it's been really lonely without all the campers.
Honestly, it's been so quiet. It's not even funny. Like, we miss you guys so much, and we miss the conversations you have. And I guess that was the thought process behind starting this podcast. Brianna and I, we were both counselors for the last 2 years, and we've heard a lot of questions people have had about spirituality, about current events in our world, and we just wanted to not necessarily tackle and answer these questions, but dialogue and have conversations, loving conversations about them.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting that every summer we get a bunch of different questions from campers, and some of them are really hard to answer. But one of the ones we were thinking of was how to stay connected with God.
Yeah, and especially during this time of quarantine that we're all in. I know a lot of us may look to other people and see how they have connected with God in their lives. And something that's kind of challenging is many Christians connect with God through going to church, having that community, going to small groups and Bible studies, and a lot of that has been taken away from us as of late. And so Brandon and I wanted to have that conversation about, well, how can we connect with God when all of that's gone?
Right. And something we were talking about earlier was kind of looking at it like a relationship. And, you know, when you're in a relationship or you're in a friendship or maybe you know someone who's a celebrity, but you don't actually know them.
You know, that's so true. You may know a lot of facts about a certain celebrity, but you don't really know them until you get to know them and you connect with them.
It's kind of like when you are in a friendship with someone and you spend time with them and you connect with them and you go out with them and you do all these fun things with them and you get to know them better through those things. And it's kind of interesting trying to compare our relationship to God to our human relationships because it's someone that you can't see.
Yeah, that's so true.
Something we were talking about is in our own lives, connecting with God has been a lot different during quarantine because we don't have those things like church or small groups in general. So for me, it's been really interesting because I feel like I've connected with God most through worship music and spending time alone. But that doesn't mean that's the only way for everyone.
No, 100%. I think in our conversations about this, Brianna and I came to the conclusion that it's less about what you do to connect with God and more about your intention going into it. You know, each of us are made as individuals. We're all very different. And so I may connect with God through being alone and praying to Him and spending time doing that. But many other people might feel more connected with God by messaging a friend or by reading a book or by listening to music like Brianna does. And I think the truth is that we have to realize is that each of us are different. But when we come with the intention asking God to please show Himself to us, to please bring His presence into our lives, it's a really beautiful experience.
I think something that makes it a little more challenging is the fact that COVID is happening and a lot of us are struggling with our mental health and maybe we're struggling with family issues that are going on at home because we're spending all of our time at home now. And I think it's hard to find a balance between taking care of your mental health and spending time with God. And I kind of think they go hand in hand.
100%. I mean, when we read the Bible, we see that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. You know, how I like to look at it is that peace in my life, I've identified, isn't a feeling, but it's a person. It's Jesus walking beside me. And me knowing that stepping into the future, no matter what happens with COVID or anything in our lives, that Jesus is going to be right there next to me and that He loves me so much. And He loves each and every one of you guys so much too.
I think it's really interesting because during COVID, our relationship with God may look different. It may feel different than it has in the past, but I think it's just important to remember that ultimately God is in control, and maybe he's just looking for a new way to connect with you.
That reminds me of a pastor that I heard preaching, and he was talking about a lot of the people that he encounters has complained so much about COVID, about everything closing down, about being in quarantine. And he brought up a point that I think is really powerful and has been powerful in my life for the last few weeks. He said that maybe God is trying to connect with us in a new way here, you know? Maybe not having a relationship with God that depends on all these external forces like church, like my community, like the people around me, like, you know, singing in a crowd and that feeling. But maybe God wants to connect with each and every one of us on a personal level, on a real level that comes not, that isn't dependent on the things around us, but that is straight and genuine out of our, out of us.
I love that, because it kind of feels more raw and natural, whereas maybe these things that we've been doing in our lives have kind of just become a routine. And I think it's interesting because now we have this opportunity to grow our relationship with God in a real way. And we have a guest who's also working at camp. His name is Hayden, and we're going to ask him some questions about this.
Awesome. Yeah, you might remember him from your waterfront classes or whatever, but we're so stoked that he's here. Hey, Hayden, how's it going?
Hey, John, it's going pretty well.
Dude, how have things been throughout this whole quarantine time for you?
You know, it's been different. It's been a lot different. Just all the normal things in life that changed a lot for me, like, you know, doing online classes and instead of in-person ones and everything like that. And then being here at camp now, you know, not hanging out with the campers, but instead, you know, doing like maintenance work. So it's a lot different, but yeah.
For sure, for sure. I've definitely felt that too, man. So we brought you on here to talk about our spiritual connection with God through this different time in our lives. Let's start out with asking you, how do you connect with God, especially during this time on a personal level?
It's hard sometimes to connect with God, just because, you know, it takes effort on your part, you know? But one thing I've been trying to really, one thing I've been thinking about lately is, I have this is one of my favorite quotes. It's by Leo Tolstoy. And he said, to love life is to love God. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. So God is life. So if you love life, you love God. And I think that's something for me is like finding God in the way I'm living day to day, you know, instead of taking perhaps, it's good to take time, like a special time of your day to just spend praying or reading or whatever. But if you can actually think about life as not, it's not like a job, right? Where you clock in and clock out, like clocking into a God time, a time with God, and then clocking out, you know, it's like your whole life is God's. And so something like, for example, when you're going out through your day, remembering that when you breathe, that's God's life within you, you know? When you work, right? Jesus worked on earth as a carpenter, like we're following in his footsteps. Lots of things like that where just realizing that connecting with God can happen by being mindful of what's going on around you in life.
I understand that for sure. I love that. I think that looking for God in everything is something that we all should be practicing. I mean, as Christians, there's this idea that's come up in the church quite a few times, but it's called spiritual practices. And it's this idea that you have specific things that you do to connect with God. And I love what you're talking about in life, looking for that joy in God, looking for where you see God in life. I think so many times we forget to look for him in everything. Sometimes I think we look at our spiritual life and our normal life as two different lives. We're like, spiritually, I'm doing good, but everything else in my life, man, that's not doing good. Or like vice versa. But the truth is that the way of Jesus is that your spiritual life and all of life are all connected. It's all the same thing. It's all life.
And it's something that's so hard to remember.
That's so true. That's so true. That's awesome. So how has quarantine affected you in this practice that you've been trying to do in your life?
Well, with the side of, you know, actually setting time apart for God, there's been times during the quarantine, especially like early on when I was stuck at home during school. At my house, I was doing online classes. So I think through that, I found a lot more time to reflect and think about things. Because when you're not constantly going to the next class or going to the next place, I think there's a lot, like, you have more time to reflect and just think about things and read and process things. So I think in some ways it's been beneficial for me, you know, to as far as that. But of course, you know, now having a job during this, you know, during this time and that can just work in general, as a lot of people know, makes it hard to sit down and just take time for God, you know. But that's definitely something that's important.
For sure, for sure. I think, again, we talked about the intentionality earlier, and I think that what we need to do is be intentional about the way we do things. You know, it's very easy to get caught up in all of life and everything, but I think even in our work and everything, we can see God and we can spend time with God no matter what we're doing. If we're working on a computer, you know, some of you might be doing online school pretty soon, or you just finished, or you might be mowing the lawn or whatever you're doing. You know, where can I see God in this? Where can I feel his joy? I don't know. I think it's a beautiful practice, and I'd like to invite each and every one of you to enter into that. You know, every day, just take a breath and ask yourself, where do I see God today? Do I see him in a friend? Do I see him in my parents? Do I see him in my, you know, in a pet or wherever? You see the joy that God gives. And I like to invite each and every one of us to take a breath and take a step back and look for that.
And even in like those frustrations that you have during work or doing whatever, like it's important to remember that God wants us to ask him for things. He wants us to need him. That's one way that we can love God, really, is by needing him. But he has so much to give us, so we can never run out of what he wants to give us. And you know, just like taking those times to when you're frustrated, like today I was feeling really frustrated, and I decided to you know, just say the Lord is my shepherd a couple times, and God is love a couple times, just to try to calm my mind down, you know. So like finding God in those situations when you might be frustrated or angry. And you know, all this is easier said than done, but it's something to like work towards, you know, and try to bring into your life, just keeping God at the center.
Awesome. Awesome. That's so true. One last thing, Hayden, what's one specific practice that you do that you can share with everyone listening here today?
I think one thing that really helps me is finding a book that I can really enjoy, that that really interests me, that connects me to spiritual thoughts, and just getting my mind into a place where I can think about new things, new aspects of God. And so I think that's something that's important to me, is just finding something to read that is just helpful to stimulate my mind towards spiritual things. But as you guys mentioned before, you know, everyone's different, and there's lots of different practices that everyone has on their own. So
yeah, awesome. Well, thank you, Hayden, so much for coming. Each and every one of you who is listening, we just want to remind you that Jesus loves you so much. You know, no matter how dark things might seem, no matter how lonely things are, God loves you, and he wants to walk with you in life. He wants to enter into your life. He wants to be a part of every single part of your life. And we just care about you guys so much. And we can't wait to spend some time with you again here on the podcast. So thanks for listening.